These are your latest Manchester City headlines. The club's Champions League progress was marred by the loss of skipper Vincent Kompany for at least a month with a calf injury. Well, City's defender had to limp off in the dull goalless last 16 second leg draw with Dynamo Kiev at the Etihad, as the club guaranteed a quarter final spot for the first time ever. The Belgian immediately ruled out for at least a month, a big blow to City ahead of Sunday's derby against Manchester United, and as they look to secure a top four finish in the Premier League. It lasted just 6 minutes of the game, Manuel Pellegrini said. Vincent, unfortunately, again has a muscle injury in his calf, the same problem as before. We'll know maybe on Thursday or Friday how important it is, but always a muscle injury is a minimum of a month. Nicolas Otamendi is racing to be fit for the Manchester derby after he suffered a severe dead leg against Dynamo Kiev. The boss, Pellegrini, said he has an important kick. I think it will be a couple of days. He may recover. We'll see the way it develops over the next few days. If both players are out, which Kompany will be, and Otamendi could be out, then it leaves just Elkin Mangala, veteran Martin Demichelis, as the two fit centre-halves for the game against United at the Etihad. The injuries, the main talking points from an insipid encounter with the manager, though, said it was more significant just to pick up the result required. He said, "I am happy with the achievement. Important for the club to improve every season. In the last two seasons, we've been unlucky in the round of 16 where we've played Barcelona. This year we arrived and it's history. It was a tactical game. We didn't take risks, just play to qualify." And they'll now go, of course, into the hat for the quarterfinals. Manuel Pellegrini hoping they can avoid champions Barcelona yet again. He said, "I think when you're at this stage, all the teams are difficult, but I keep having in my mind there's a team that is better than all the others, and that is Barcelona."